Welcome to the John Deneau Show. I'm John Deneau, founder and president of John Deneau's Inc. I've spent nearly four decades transforming how people think about money, increasing their financial knowledge, and moving them toward financial freedom. We believe that if you know the rules, you can win the game. Stick around to the end of the show. We'll reveal how you can be our next guest in 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. Hey, welcome to the John Deneau Show. I'm Jonda, and we're really excited to be back with another episode. If you are returning, thank you very much. Make sure you like the video and share it with anyone that you feel could benefit. And if you're joining us for the first time, I want to encourage you to subscribe to the channel. You can also click that notification bell, and you'll be notified every time we drop a new episode here at the John Deneau Show. So today, I am really excited to have with me Scott Mader. Now, Scott is a stewardship coach, and the name of his company is Inspired Stewardship. And Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
We are very excited to have you here as well. Scott, I don't want to steal your thunder. I want to give you a moment to tell us a little bit about your background and about Inspired Stewardship, how that got started.
Absolutely. So real quick version of it, you know, because obviously intros and things like that, you could spend 3 hours on, and I'm not going to do that to you. But back in the day, I wanted to go into medical research. I started doing that for a little while, figured out it turns out that that's really about chasing grant money, not doing research work. Didn't like that. So I pivoted and became a school teacher. I did that for 16 years. I taught science in the state of Texas. Loved it, enjoyed everything about it, but at the same time, it was burning me out for various reasons. And so I pivoted and I left. I did a couple of different things for a little while. And then I actually started working for a company in corporate for educational testing. So I went from teaching to testing for a living. Mm-hmm. In the words of my students, I joined the dark side. But regardless, I went and did that. Did that for 11 years, worked myself up into a senior position, you know, one of those things, flying all over the country. Lots of contract work, spent lots of time away from home. In the meantime, my wife and I had a little boy who's actually turning 22 today.
Oh,
so this is his 22nd birthday. And we ended up going through all of that. And so eventually, while all of this was going on, my wife and I went through a financial crisis of our own. It actually started when I was still school teaching and ended during the time that I was at the corporate job. We actually had like $50,000 worth of debt. I made $40,000. I was suicidal because of the finances.
Wow.
We were nearing divorce, you know, a lot of bad things going on. And out of that, we kind of turned, came back together and said, look, we're either going to go, you know, we're either going to go our separate ways or we're going to do this together. Let's figure it out. And we changed everything we were doing. We began to change the way we lived our life. And out of that, what happened is people started seeing that we were doing things weird. And they started saying, can you help us? You know,
right.
Because this is different. Something's screwy about y'all. Can you teach us how to be screwy too? And, you know, screwy in a good way.
Sure.
And so we actually started helping people through ministry. And eventually that turned into Inspired Stewardship. So we started it part-time in 2011 and took it as our full-time business back in 2017. Been doing it ever since, working with people all over the world, over 1,000 clients in over 20 countries. Love what
Fantastic.
I do. And the commute is a lot better because it's all of 30 seconds.
Yes, I can absolutely relate to that. You know, you bring up something that I not only believe, but I kind of mention on a regular basis, and that is money affects everything. And you
yep.
nailed it. You were talking about your relationship and, you know, it impacts every area of our life. And once we get that right, once we actually surrender our finances,
mm-hmm.
it is pretty amazing how things
mm-hmm.
can turn around and come together. So the other thing, you know, that's really interesting is there is no testimony without the test. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, so it takes those experiences, much like myself, you know, it takes those experiences, it takes that journey, if you will, for you to go through those trials and for you to learn from those and figure out new strategies and new ways to approach things that are mm-hmm. what I would call non-traditional, because that's what we do here. We approach money management from a non-traditional standpoint. And it sounds like you do the same. So take a moment, if you would, and just highlight a couple of things that you do differently, if you will, from the non-traditional side of financial coaching.
So a couple of things, you know, first off is I've learned over the years that it's less about the tools and the techniques and more about the mindset and the behavior.
Absolutely.
And I think so often clients come and they're like, you know, give me the app, you know, give me the thing that fixes it. You
the
know,
magic
where's the magic button? You know, where's the easy button?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I guess there's not an easy button. You actually have to do the hard work. And it's hard because it is about stepping back and looking at yourself and looking deeply at what are your priorities, what are your values, changing the way you think, changing your language. You know, one of the examples is I will not allow my clients to say I had to. If they say I had to something
yes.
with money or I had to something with time, I'm like, no, you chose to.
You
never had to. You chose to.
Accountability.
Because no matter what, it's a choice. Yes. And even if it's like this is the only good choice out of 1,000 bad choices, I don't care. There's still a choice, you know, and there's somebody out there that's going to pick the bad choice. So you picked a different one. OK, that's OK. And so it's reframing it to stop thinking about money as the object and money as the goal and money as the thing, and just begin to reframe money as the tool that lets you do all that other stuff.
Right.
And you know, that's where it helps your communication. It helps your relationships. It helps your marriage. It helps your parenting. You know, it touches all of those different components of your life because you put it in the right place.
Right.
It's no longer the master, it's the slave.
Yes. We often say money's the resource, right? It's mm-hmm. the resource. It's not necessarily
it's a tool,
goal,
it's a resource.
It's a resource. Right.
Yep.
And you know, again, it's really interesting that you bring up the mindset. I could not agree more. As I mentioned earlier at John DeKnows, we approach investing and wealth management from a non-traditional standpoint. It's very true that if you keep doing the same thing, what they say, you know, the definition of stupidity, you know, just do
ropes.
The same thing
yep.
over and over and you're expecting a different result, that will not work. And you've spoke to that just in your own words. But the fact is we have to change how we think. One, you know, our tagline mm-hmm. is actually transforming how people think about money. And we even go a little deeper and say, you know, think about, grow, and protect their money. We actually transform mm-hmm. how you're going to do that. And so I love that you bring up it is absolutely the mindset. Without the change and the mindset, you're not going to get different results. And
right.
so if someone was in a what I might call a financial disaster and they came to you, talk us through just a summary, if you will, and some expectations, maybe even a short timeline of what they could expect working with you and the strategies that you would recommend for them.
Absolutely. So the framework that I use is kind of refocus, gain control, set a plan.
Okay.
The neat thing about that is, by the way, that's not a straight line. It's a loop because by the time you get to the plan, you get more information, more feedback, and you got to go back and refocus again.
Right.
You know, and so it just kind of repeats forever and ever and ever. You get to a new level, you just discover new things.
What do they say? New level, new devil?
new level, new devil. You know, it's I like to a little more positive framing. I like to picture it like climbing a mountain and you get to another level and it's like, oh, wait, there's more to the trail.
There's
you
more.
Know, you can see a little further. You can move a little further. So this idea of refocus, gain control, set a plan, part of it is so often, you know, again, the easy button, we go to plan first and we forget that if we don't do those early steps of gaining control and refocusing, the plan doesn't work, you know, because you don't execute it. And so it's getting people to step back. And so to start working, I ask pretty much all of my clients to work with me for at least 90 days. Because I've discovered it takes about 3 months to start re-examining and resetting habits.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is about habit. It's about stepping back and
retraining.
Going, what am I doing? Retraining, refocusing, putting in. Sometimes that does mean injecting a tool, you know, budgeting plan or a spending plan or this app or this tool. But the tools come at the, I like to tell people I'm a mechanic. And I've got a big toolbox with lots of different tools.
Sure.
And my job is to work with you to go, okay, wait, diagnosing what's going on in your life, mm-hmm. here's the right tool for you, as opposed to everybody uses the same tools, the same way, yeah. the same time. That doesn't work, you know, because everybody's life is different. You know, if you've got young kids at home, guess what? You've got a different set of demands than a single person.
100%.
Not good or bad, just different. Yep. And it's okay that it's different, but it's acknowledging that and putting into place. And I think that's why so many people struggle, is because they hear all the absolutist advice out there mm-hmm. of this is the one way to do it. Mm-hmm. And there's never just one way to do it. There's Absolutely. Always different routes.
Absolutely. And again, I'm glad you bring that up. There's so many, I just call them financial celebrities. I mean, I just kind of call it what it is.
Gurus.
There's a lot of them, financial gurus, financial celebrities. There's a lot of them out there. And unfortunately, often they're spewing what I call toxic information. And there is no one size that fits all. And it's very important, again, love your toolbox example, because like us, we have a number of different mm-hmm. products, strategies, and based upon your needs, we'll pull the right product or the right strategy. And it's also important, and I think you'll agree here as well, is that as we get older, we go back to the toolbox and perhaps use a different tool because the one we Absolutely. Used previously no longer fits the circumstances. And I think, you know, you probably see it in your business as well as we see it in ours, is that people get complacent, right? They get Yep. stuck. They got a financial advisor 15, 20 years ago. This is the plan they put them in. They're not getting a lot of reviews, a lot of communication, and they're just stuck. And mm-hmm. it's not doing what it's supposed to do. So very important to use the correct tool at the right time, and then obviously do those reviews as you guys do as well.
Well, and revisit it. Yeah, that's again that loop that yeah, I was talking about. Refocus, gain control, set a plan. Because if you just stop on set a plan and never go back and refocus again, then you're exactly what you're talking about. You get to a new phase in your life, but you haven't adjusted the tools right. for the fact that you're in a new phase in your life. And exactly. now you're stuck in a bad plan.
All right. Well, Scott, thanks so much for joining us today. Please tell our guests how they can get in touch with you if they'd like to know more about your products and services.
Absolutely. So I actually put together a special landing page just for your listeners. So if you go to my website, which is inspiredstewardship.com, and then just put in /Jonda Knows, all one word, okay. you'll find a page there as information about my services. It has some free resources that people can get a hold of in the areas of time, talent, and treasures. It has some information about a book that I've written called Inspired Living that kind of walks you through this framework if you want to kind of DIY it. And of course, there's a link there where you can jump on a call. You can find out information about my podcast. All of that's over there at inspiredstewardship.com/Jonda Knows.
That's great. Thanks so much. Guys, we are currently in a very volatile market with our economy as our country goes through a transition. And we are very happy at John DeKnows just to report back to you that not one of our clients has lost a dime in these current markets. And if you would like to know more about how we do that, please visit us at johndeknows.com. And that's all we have for you today. We'll see you in the next one. Jonda Lowe here. Thanks so much for listening to the Jonda Knows Show. If you are a successful financial influencer who would like to be on this program, please visit thejondaknowsshow.jondaknows.com. If you got something out of this interview, please share this episode on social media. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone, text it to a friend, or post it on your socials. If you know someone that would be a great guest, be sure to tag them on social media to let them know about the show, and always include #TheJohnDeKnows Show. I love seeing your posts and all of your guest suggestions. Now, we are regularly putting out new episodes and content, so to make sure you don't miss a thing, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, your ratings, and all of your reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Go to our website at johndeknows.com or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at johndeknows. Thanks for listening. See you in the next one.